102.3 The Beach presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe DeYoung.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, 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 bubble. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, and thank you for joining us. I think we'll have a very interesting show for you today.
Why?
And because we have two guests that have a lot of knowledge. And just, okay.
Why?
Because one will be sleeping.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead and introduce the guest.
All right. We've got Captain James Brown with, let me see, can we say Set the Hook?
Set the Hook Fisher.
Set D-A?
Set the Hook.
Who else has got a duh? All right, let's go with, Keith.
The real guy.
Keith, the real guy, Secor's in with us. The real repair specialist. And then we've got the old man over there across the table.
Okay, guys. Get this thing started here. Keith, you made a very interesting comment to me yesterday. Shimano reels. And that was a really interesting comment. Having trouble getting parts for Shimano because they're discontinued?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I had to give this guy back a $1,200 Stella 10,000 because when I pulled his schematic up, over 30% of his parts are discontinued.
And how old was the reel?
It was probably about 7-8 years old. It was an older one.
Okay.
And I told them, I gave them the slip. There's a real request repair form that Shimano has. And they still have it as listed that they are supporting that reel. So I told them, best thing for you to do, just take send it back.
Send it back.
And let them deal with it. And it's like, I've got a symmetry I've been sitting on since, I think, November. Just waiting for main gear and the oscillating gear, they call it. It's just ridiculous.
You know, Shimano seems to be the one company that's really having a hard time with.
Well, you know, I've said it before. Every 4 or 5 years, it'll change the model number on a reel.
Right.
And once they do that, they're not cross-referencing their parts. So they go by the wayside, like, real quick.
Now, usually they do, like, FA would be 2000.
Right.
And then the next one would be FB and FC, FD. Where are they at now? Let's say you're like on the
Well, the Stella was a FA. And
so that was their first one then.
Right. They had changed it from G something or whatever.
Right.
But, and that was a FA. They're still supporting that reel, but they're up to the FJ. But if you look as each one progresses, there's less and less parts as they get older.
Now, I remember Penn got sold 100 times till finally Pure Fishing bought them and has hang on to them and doing a good job now. Pure Fishing is. Are the parts are still pretty rough for the older Penns? I guess Pure Fishing's have done Penn about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. The older model reels.
Right.
Or they're old, 25, 30 years old, their parts are starting to run out because they're not making them anymore.
That's back in the good ones that you used when you bought it, and on the box it said made in the USA.
Yeah, I mean, you can go all the way back to when we were kids and they started the Spinfisher line.
Right.
It was all green, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
I can still get parts for that reel.
He was a kid. And,
yeah.
How long ago that was?
Wait
a minute, hold it.
Am I down?
There we go.
Oh, I was fine with not hearing him.
I'm just saying.
54 years ago, these reels are 50-something years old and still get parts for them.
Wow.
But a lot of the Spinfisher, the black and golds, the original ones, it's getting harder to get, like, handles. Okay, but they've taken parts from new reels like the SSGs and the old reels, and they've come up with a hybrid handle. But, you know.
Hey, Larry, did you drop off enough wood for smoke signals? Okay.
So what about aftermarket parts? Is there a market for aftermarket parts for the stuff?
That's a good question. I have no idea. Okay, I've had a couple people, you know, I told them I couldn't get parts for them. Well, they go in there and go online. You know, they got time to play with that.
Yeah.
And they'll, I got the parts. Okay, bring them to you. Well, I get them and the parts are wrong.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Aftermarket usually is very suspect.
Yeah.
No matter, not just reels, but anything.
Yeah. I just wonder, was there even a manufacturer making aftermarket parts for
them? No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that are on eBay that bought old reels, and then they split them up and try to list the part numbers, and tried that a couple times, and sure enough, I get the wrong part.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's a good example. My motor went out, you know, died, and finally found one. Brett Cannon over there at First Coast Marine, one of our sponsors, finally got the 90 in that I wanted. And so... the guys over there taking my old motor off and taking it apart. He's going to make more money selling the parts because people are sitting there like vultures over that motor and getting the parts. I'm getting $200 cash today or tomorrow from a part. He'll sell the brand new lower unit that I had put in. He'll sell it for $800,000.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
So, getting aftermarket parts compared to actual parts coming off of that motor.
Right.
People want that. Yeah. Want it bad. And evidently, the forklift operators over there at Palm Cove needed one of the something off of mine. Mm. And he could not find it anywhere.
Wow.
Okay, that was an interesting first segment there. This is the Gone Fishing Show. We want to thank you for tuning in. And this segment here is always going to be sponsored by Jacksonville Boat Club, one of our main corporate sponsors, and we thank them so much, Jacksonville Boat Club, for everything. Okay, Joe, what's the telephone number they need to call if they have a question about reels or fishing with Captain James?
Trying to find my pen, 904-296-2692, Numbers 296-2692. Y'all stand by. We're going to be right back as soon as I find my pen.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty. Your home. Your future. Our commitment.
Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
And again, I want to mention that this first half hour here is brought to you by Jacksonville Boat Club, jacksboatclub.com. Go check them out. And I'm going to tell you what, you got two or three guys here that have owned boats. I think sometimes it's awful nice to rent one, have one sitting there waiting for you than dropping the money into them all the time. Then we drop into it. You trying to sell a boat, James?
I am. I've got a 16-foot Trophy Cuddy walk-around, Cuddy with a Cuddy cabin. I bought it 3 years ago, and it's, you know, I actually, when I bought it, I had to repower it because when you buy them off the showroom floor, they come underpowered.
Right.
The boat itself is a 2000, and I found a superb Yamaha 150 and put on it.
Right.
And, I mean, that Yamaha 150 is absolutely bulletproof.
So you're going to sell it for less than what you paid for it?
I'm selling it for a little bit less than what I paid for it, taking a little bit of a loss on it, but I actually rewired pretty much the whole damn boat, put all new pumps on it, and it's in great condition. The guy that I bought it from, I kind of hate to say it this way, I don't want anybody to think I'm talking about old people, but he was an older guy in his 70s, and he could barely get up on the boat.
So Rick's age.
So he kind of decided to get rid of it, and he kept the boat in superb condition. So, yeah, I'm I got
in May. In May, I'm be close. I'll be 69, not quite 70. So
yeah, I'm in the market for something more on a bay boat or center console.
But the other boat you have is a perfect.
It's a 16-foot skiff.
Yeah, it's a perfect boat.
But for doing charters, it's great.
Right.
But I can only put two people on it.
Both those boats are the same size.
No, the big one is a 21-foot.
Oh, okay. You said
16.
Earlier. Yeah, you did
earlier.
I
meant to say 21.
That's what confused me.
It's a 21-foot cutting
walk.
That's
not hard.
No.
And, yeah, I really want a 19 or a 21-foot center console or bay boat. So, yeah, trying to get rid of it.
Get you a Mitzi skiff.
I'm going to tell you what. Best boat I ever owned in my life.
Mitzi skiffs are awesome.
Mitzi skiff. When it was made by the Mitzlofs.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, if they had a little more money to back themselves, that mold and that boat was one of the finest inshore. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't want to go to jetties in it or anything like that. But one of the finest, skinniest inshore boats that was ever made. But they just evidently did not have the money to, you know, back themselves.
Yeah. Well, they do now because Leon just bought one.
Yeah, no. Well, no.
Somebody bought them. Somebody bought the company.
Bought the moles. Somebody bought the moles up in Georgia, and I'm gonna tell you, it was one fine riding.
Yeah.
Skinny boat. It was had
skinny water boat.
Yes, sir. and the slap. In other words, the waves while you're anchored or while you're trying to go through your trolling motor real quick, quietly through the, you know, some of the small creek, you could lay down there next to it. You couldn't hardly hear the slap of the water on the side of it. Yeah. It was designed so perfectly. And with the older brother, his name skips me right now, when the Miss Loft, he has that one-man boat now. I forgot what the name of it
Tony.
Is.
Tony. I think it's Tony that has the one. Is that Tony that has the one-man boat?
I'm not sure if it's Tony
it's like
or...
Solo Skiff?
Solo Skiff. That's what it's called. He designed the Solo Skiff.
Yeah.
And I think Tony is it's not the boat. He ran the business, Tony did. And again, I started selling their boats when I was at Palm Cove Marina. And they started out with a 14-foot boat, then it sold fairly well.
Yeah.
But when he designed that 17-foot boat, he could not keep up with demands, people mad. Yeah. Getting, it was just, the boat had just taken off.
I was actually looking for one when I bought my Ancona. And,
really?
I couldn't find one. Yeah, I was looking for one because I had talked to him online. And but I, like I said, I couldn't find one.
Back in the old days or the new people?
It's
up in Georgia.
Probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago when I bought mine.
The dealership is up in Georgia. That's where it was at.
Is that where they were?
Yep.
Yeah. I couldn't get it. I couldn't find one. So
I don't know why nobody carries that boat here in Jacksonville. That's where it was created originally at. It was here in Jacksonville. Yeah. But it was... And it was a pretty darn good dry riding boat, even rough days. I have no complaints about that boat. But
I heard nothing but good stuff about them, so I went looking, and I couldn't make the connection with them, and so I drove down to Fort Pierce and picked up my Ancona.
That's right. That's where you did go. Mm-hmm. Now, why'd you go all the way down there to get a boat?
I went down and designed it the way I wanted it.
Okay.
Yeah. I designed it basically with no live wells in it because I wanted to build my own live wells where I wanted them.
Well, see, that's just the opposite. When I left Misty Skiff and had my boat designed, I designed it with a ton of live wells because at the time I was fishing the redfish tournament and you wanted two big wells to keep those two big redfish alive. And
I'm not crazy into tournaments, but I do fish some every once in a while. So I did. I had plans to put the live well in, but I wanted my live well to also be my front seat, and my bait well is actually underneath my rear hatch.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I didn't want a separate hatch back there, the way that they normally do them. So I just kind of designed it the way I want it. And the thing is, I can take all of my bait wells, live wells out of the boat, and run. The boats weigh what, 300 pounds?
Okay, smoke signals say Taylor is on the line. Hey, Taylor.
What's going on?
What's going on now?
Hey, Taylor.
Terrible.
What's going on, James?
Nothing, man. Might need you to come buff the boat out soon.
we can do some trade-out services. Maybe we can take some photographs of my new van, you know?
Yeah, that'll work.
I'm going to tell you what.
I mean, it's not new, but, you know.
Okay, let's set that up.
Taylor had his van...
decaled
and everything. I don't say it on the air, but whoever did the job did a great job. Taylor,
awesome.
Your van looks very, very good. Very,
awesome.
Very.
It's not a wrap. It's decaled, but
it's
decaled. It looks sharp.
It looks sharp, and now put the see through screen on the back window.
Yeah.
They did an excellent job.
Call that windperf.
Cool.
They call it what?
Windperf.
Okay. Now, Taylor, dude, it looks great. The whole shooting match
looks
great.
It's got his
name
on it, too.
Okay.
Yeah,
the reason
why I was calling you is I keep hearing about these reefs over and over and over and over. It's like every week I hear about this waterway commission, but I'm just trying to figure out what's y'all's opinion if you don't have a boat and you have a kayak. And these reefs, I'm pretty sure in the river, they're more than 5 feet because, you know, a boat
not in the kayak,
is down a couple feet.
Now, the reefs are sunk to the bottom of the river. And
I know that, but I know the boat motor sits down quite a bit in the way, you know.
No, it's in deep water, very deep water.
Yeah, they're in between 20 and, I guess, about 45, 50 feet.
But my question is, how safe is it to go out there in the kayak and put your anchor down and bottom fish out there?
Where they are?
Is that pretty safe or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, John Nudie goes out there and does it.
He's talking about the ones that he put just... past the Fuller Warren Bridge.
Right, yeah.
You were to go out there just like it was the ocean on a very calm day, right. That can change and get nasty real fast.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was just thinking if you had a boat, you know, waves came by, like you said, if it got nasty real quick, the boat would be able to handle it. But if you got a 20-foot anchor down there and you're on bottom, and a wave came by or a big boat come by, that thing will topple over quick, right?
That's where your pedal kayak's going to come in handy.
Yeah.
You don't ever really want to anchor up in deep water.
Yeah, that's what
I
thought.
Not in the kayak.
That's where
your fish finder and your pedals come in handy. You can just like the new trolling motors, you can get yourself situated right over top of it. You don't ever want to anchor up out there with a kayak.
I tell you what.
I mean, I got my kayak. That's about the only thing I got right now until I get a new motor on my boat. I sold my motor about 2 weekends ago. I think I sold it last weekend, actually. A Friday night I sold it. And I owe $300 on it, and I'm getting a brand new Mercury 9.9 four-stroke. I can't wait. I got a good deal on it. So
right.
I've been making payments on it.
Well, that sounds like a good deal. 9.9 still inside the river. I don't know if I'd feel real safe with that. In a coastal, it'll work great.
Well, I don't
go
in the river. I just go out the main channel. When I go by you, I put in the Beach Boulevard boat ramp.
Yeah.
I usually go right or left, but I don't. I cut across the big channel, but I don't go fishing either.
Once you get down south of the Fuller Warren Bridge, that water can get real rough real fast. That's a wide expanse down there, and a lot of current flows through there. Because it leads up to where the bridge is, and it starts to get narrow. So you have a big draw of current right there. To go out there in a 9.9 would be a little risky. I actually think
anyway, this is too much. You know, I always stay at the beach. I love all the creeks of the beaches. This doesn't make any sense to me to go downtown and fish. Unless I'm fishing with Chip Davis in the backcountry. That's the only time I go.
I have come to the conclusion that Taylor is scared to drive over the bridge. I think that incline on the bridge kind of intimidates him a little bit. He's afraid to cross that water.
No, he's smart.
He's smart, yeah.
He stays on the good side.
Well,
I went to
the dentist this morning, I was on Atlantic Boulevard. I had to get some work done, but I got to go back to the dentist, but you know how that goes.
You went to the dentist to get a haircut?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Taylor,
I guess I'll catch y'all later. I'm pretty sure y'all got a lot of callers on hold.
We do, buddy. We got all seven or eight now.
Hey, but Taylor, that area you're talking about out there west of the bridge, I've seen it during a thunderstorm go from 3 to 5 in a matter of less than 10 minutes.
That's pretty rough.
It's such a big, wide open area.
Yeah.
You know, it's a few miles wide right through there, and it's got nothing but wind blowing open water. So it gets really bad.
But those reefs in the river, like he's talking about, I'm very interested to see what they're going to hold. Yeah. That might be the spot to go to for your winning sheephead in a couple of years.
Is Taylor still there?
No.
No, okay.
I look at that area and close to that area, I've caught some small grouper.
I'm wondering,
are those reefs going to hold grouper?
I've caught some big bull sharks right in there too. Maybe. In July and August when it's real dry.
Yeah.
As salinity goes up, they're in there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, number 904-296-2692. 904-296-2692 is the number. You want to give us a call? You got any questions for Captain James Brown or Keith the Real Guy Secor? Y'all give us a call. Stand by. We're going to be right back. Get a word from our great sponsors. Hold tight.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272CQ Jacksonville, 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After a battle that was waged for years between environmental groups and energy industry advocates, the Trump administration has cleared the way for completion of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. A federal judge in Virginia has ruled against a Muslim civil rights group that had sought to block the Trump administration's proposed travel ban. The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says that former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort has volunteered to speak with the panel as part of its ongoing investigation into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 election. A man who police say was inspired by false internet rumors to fire an assault weapon inside a Washington pizzeria pleaded guilty today to two charges. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 34 points. More details at srnnews.com.
We need some rain, but there's a very small chance of it over the weekend. Partly cloudy, 75 for this afternoon, 56 the low tonight, then Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 80. Down to 60, a mild night Saturday night. Sunday, back up to 80 in partly cloudy conditions. 60 once again for Sunday night. 81 for Monday in partly cloudy. 61 for Monday night. Tuesday, partly cloudy. High of 84. Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
The water's getting warmer and the personal watercraft deals are getting hotter at Jacksonville Power Sports. Drop by today and check out the awesome lineup of 2017 Kawasaki jet skis. Go solo with the SXR stand-up, go two-up with the Agile STX-15, or go big with the supercharged Ultra 310X. They're all under one roof at Jacksonville Power Sports. Atlantic Boulevard, a half mile east of 295. Call 641-5320. Online at jacksonvillepowersports.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can
this
be.
This just in, Wendy's is adding the quarter pound double stack as an option in the 4 for $4 for a limited time. With so much beef, that's a deal so good it should not exist. In related news, because their wings are too small for their bodies, bumblebees should not be able to fly. Here to comment, bees.
Wait, we're not supposed to fly?
Kind of like how a quarter pound of beef should not be in the 4 for $4.
Yet it is. That's over a quarter pound of fresh beef with four nuggets, fries, and a Coke, all for just $4. Any other bee puns?
No, we're good, honey.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, meal includes four-piece nuggets, small fries, and drink. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe DeYoung.
And it seemed like the fishing has been pretty good. I was over there at Palm Cove while they were working on my boat, and there's a group of guys we call the old guys, because they're actually older than me even. And they go out usually Tuesday and Thursday, and they are float fishermen. They love to float fish. And they had their limit on reds and a nice big old boat full of trout, nice-sized trout. And other people were coming in with the reds. So, James, it seems like the bite before a front is always the best. Is that? Because, you know, we had that little northeaster come in the next day after that.
That's what I normally find about 3 days before that front gets here is usually what I find is the best fishing days.
Right.
3 days before and 3 days after. Once the front passes, you know, you give it 24 hours on that front because it's usually a little breezy, a little windy.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the next 3 days is usually good days of fishing.
Well, you got a falling tide tomorrow morning, but I don't know what the winds are. What's the forecast for winds tomorrow?
Well, you know, it wasn't supposed to be this windy this morning, and it was blowing 10 to 15 this morning. It was pretty hard. I was a little surprised and disappointed to see the amount of wind.
It shows me 15 at Mayport today.
Yeah, boy, I'm good. Yeah. I am good.
So it could probably be like 11 or 12, but you're just going to round it off to 15.
No, it takes 15 miles an hour wind to hold me up from falling over. See, that's so if I'm walking at the oldest I am, Joe, and I don't have that 15 mile an hour headwind, I'll just go
boom.
You need
a category three.
So,
tomorrow shows a maximum of 13.
So about the same.
At
5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. At 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., it's at about 12 miles an hour.
Right.
Coming from the southwest, but southeast.
Well, the young lady that I'm engaged to, finally.
Again?
And I don't
again?
Have to again, I know. Y'all leave me alone.
Make a note. This is Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Well, now, by the time I get home after her hearing all this bull crap,
she'll be looking for a roommate.
Oh, yeah, blaming it on us.
She'll be looking for a roommate tonight. It's our fault.
He wasn't at the shop last Saturday, was he?
No.
Jerome is on line one, and this is not funny.
Okay, go ahead.
Jerome, how you doing?
Doing good, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hi, buddy.
Fine.
Had a question for Captain Brown. Captain Brown, I heard... You got your jigs back on the market.
Yes, sir. J&T Jigs is back alive.
That must be James's partner.
I hear they catch fish. I was just wondering if you knew if a snook would bite one of them.
Well, Jeremy Mayshak is a close friend, and he was close to my jigs a couple of years ago. And his favorite, because he catches snook down in the south of Beach Boulevard area on a regular basis down there.
You know, Jeremy was one of the few people that would always place. In other words, he wouldn't go out of the intercoastal to try to catch fish, and, you know, go like everybody else does.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would stay right there in that intercoastal.
Right there in his intercoastal, right in his backyard.
And that's back in his kayak days.
Yep.
And he would do good with it.
He loves to catch snook back there, and his favorite snook jig was the red swim bait. I call it a bloody belly, but is you know when you put a plastic on it, it makes the plastic look like the belly of it is red. I called it the bloody belly, but that was his favorite jig for snook.
Very nice, very nice. Where's the bite hot today?
That's a good question. I'm on the radio. I ain't on the water. but I can tell you this. Decent size 18 to 22 inch trout are being caught in the river. And I'm just gonna call it out. It's around the Mill Cove mouth and inside of Mill Cove.
Inside Mill Cove.
Yeah, trout are biting good in there.
And I couldn't believe somebody actually posted it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they said that's where they were getting them at. They were nice size trout.
Yeah, they and up at the jetties, trout are coming in at the jetties now. So it seems like they've kind of made their comeback with the water temperatures kind of being strange as they are this time of year. But things the trout are looking good now.
Right on. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
But anyway, Terry went out and caught her first big bull red with Captain Crowder, and also put him on one gigantic drum. I don't know, you see that picture of that drum?
Right.
Well, I hated to bust their bubble. I said that drum weighed about half of what she thought it did. The other half of worms.
Well, wow! Yeah,
I'm just glad to see her go out and get a big one, because the smaller ones that she's been catching, you know, it's. They've been good fish, and she's been consistent, but for her to get a nice big one for a change is great.
You know, the crazy thing is I see Captain Steve Crowder's pictures showing those big drum and big reds, man, and I don't envy him at all, man, because I know he having fun. But it's crazy to me. I've sat out there with him. I've been on the boat with him.
Uh-huh.
And that dude, man, is amazing when it comes to catching them big fish out there.
All right, I'm going to give you a tip.
I don't need one of your tips. Okay, what are you talking about?
Well, we're going to talk about a little place called Simpsons Creek.
What about it?
You want trout? Go to Simpsons Creek.
Yeah.
Because Big Sexy says they're there, baby.
Big Sexy
Sexy. Simpsons. Mr. Hicks said Simpsons has been on fire for the trout.
Oh, yeah. He's posting some crazy pictures.
Yeah.
Travis? Yeah, Travis posted some crazy pictures out there. Yeah.
And so I think you're correct overall. The trout overall, the bite is. Because these guys that came in Palm Cove, they were fishing close to the bridge, Wonderwood Bridge.
Wonderwood, mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where they didn't catch them at the Wonderwood Bridge, but close to it, very close to it. And I mean, nice trout.
Well, Oak Harbor has always been right there by Wonderwood, has always been a good place for trout.
Yeah,
I used to go back there a lot when I had the John boat. I used to stay back in there.
But I think the kayakers have wiped that area out a little bit.
Well, another hot spot's Haulover Creek's another good one.
Haulover Creek is a good one. But I tell you what, at dead low tide, I found some creeks up in the ICW, up Sisters Creek, that the mouth, if you sit right there in Sisters Creek and fish those mouths, you will always find some trout on a dead low tide.
No time.
Yeah.
No, trouble is, I found one of my employees. I was trying to get him to come to work on dead low tide. He pulled a James. He pulled a James Brown.
Went out and got stuck.
Yeah, he got stuck.
Charlie
in the mud with a
Charlie.
Kayak.
Like
that. But he had a nice redfish with him. But
I had three nice flounders that day. I got stuck.
Did you? Business all of a sudden picks up, you know, and I didn't know Keith was coming back. So I text Charlie, hey, Charlie, can you get in and get to work? Come to work. We need some help. I didn't get no text back. And then thank God Keith pulled in and I text back, never mind. And I just thought maybe he was asleep or something, you know. Now then all of a sudden he comes around the corner about an hour or two later.
We're sitting out there waiting on the tide to come back in. It ain't a whole lot of fun for real.
How long do you have to sit?
4 hours.
4 hours.
Yeah.
I sat for six in Mill Cove one day.
That's where I was in Mill Cove.
And,
yeah.
And you were in the kayak too at that time, right?
No, I was in the John boat.
In the John boat
then? That old heavy John boat I had, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I mean, I knew the oyster bar was there, and I caught myself driving around it. I ended up right in the middle of it, like 100 yards inside the middle of it.
Oh, no.
And within 10 minutes, it was bone dry. Now, I drove up on it. In 10 minutes, it was bone dry. Jeff Altman was out there with me, and he was in the kayak. And he actually came all the way around the backside and got out of his kayak and walked across some oysters to try and help me push the boat off. But it was too far. The water just ran out so fast, it was just too far to go. So I was like, go ahead, man. I'll sit here and wait.
For you new boaters, one of the best things to do is to try to go out during low tide and locate where you're at. And
discover it.
Discover it.
Yep.
Okay.
904-296-2692. We got a site for you to check out. It is called fbmgjacks.com. That's like Frank, Bravo, Mike, Gary, Joe, Allen.
Too much info.
Extra.com. Y'all stand by. We're going to be right back. Get a word from our superior sponsors. Hold tight.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located in Mayport on Libby Road, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847. Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600. Let's return to the Gone Fishing Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. At Rick's, we keep fishing affordable. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-296-2692. That's 904-296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
So you got an update, James?
I do have an update. And Ron Collins, I am so sorry, buddy. I called you Jeff Allman. Just so y'all know, Ron, I'm sorry.
They're
that was
pretty
you.
Identical, to
that
be honest
That was definitely
with
you, Ron, that walked across them oyster beds and tried to help me move that jumbo that day.
They're identical.
So Ron,
you
I appreciate you, buddy.
He must have been smart enough to have something on his feet.
Yeah, he had those
with the little toes on.
Yeah,
that's all he wears in when
solid,
he sleeps.
They got like a solid bottom to them, and I was like, where you get them?
I wasn't
trying to walk on the
moisture
bed.
Snake shoes or something. He wears them at work. He wears them when he takes a shower.
You're right.
I think he's the only older person than me out there in the water.
It might be.
He's the Gorton fisherman.
But he's a great guy, man. And like I said, he helped me out a lot, man. He loved fishing with J&T Jigs. And Ron's good people.
All right.
Good job. Ron and I got stuck one day out there at that boondoggle. Ron, tell you about that one, buddy.
Nah.
Yeah, wind's blowing about 70 miles an hour, and both him and I are out there in the freezing
up
cold
St.
weather.
Mary's River.
Yes,
yep.
And that wind started blowing, and then the tide started going out. We had to paddle against the tide and the wind at the same time. We thought we were going to have to make some phone calls. Just relax there, James. Ron will have to tell you about that day.
Yeah. I haven't talked to Ron in a while. Ron, you need to give me a call, buddy. Let him talk to him in a minute.
All right, Mr. Hale. You the host here. Take care of business. I'm busy over here. Let's see. All right. Like I said, tomorrow's tides outgoing in the morning. So you got an outgoing tide from roughly from the jetties from 7:30 in the morning till, 10:30, 11 o'clock. So I would say hit the creeks real early.
Dames Point Bridge, I got 8:14 for a high tide.
Right.
And 2:18 p.m. For a dead low.
Right.
And what's the tide variances, plus or minus?
High tide is 3.38, and low tide is -16, a negative 0.16. I'm sorry.
Then that's pretty normal.
Yeah. And that's a little bit. That's a little bit less than normal.
A little bit, nothing major.
Yeah, nothing major, but a little lower than normal.
Right.
Yeah. 3.8. That's like a normal mid tide.
Mid tide. Yeah.
And speaking of tide conversions, we have them in the Fishing Connection. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And they are correct.
Absolutely.
That's right.
They are absolutely correct.
And they will be in April's edition this time.
Yes, they will be in April's edition. y'all know they're picking on me, being the editor of the Fishing Connection.
And we will actually call the printer that morning and say, hey, how you doing? How about a cup of coffee? Talk to Papa.
It wasn't just you, buddy. You had your genius partner.
I put a post up last night.
You did.
And I'm going to tell you what. We took a piece of trash. It was in worse shape than I thought it was.
You don't have to be that rude to me, man. I mean, you mean the paper? Okay.
And the letters that I'm getting and the emails that I'm getting at the store are nothing but pure compliments of the amount of knowledge that I thank all the writers, John Eggers, John Chappie, Chip Wingo, Miguel Pendich, you know, whoever I'm leaving off all the beautiful women.
Tim Stouter and...
the two beautiful ladies that write for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the amount of knowledge that's going into that paper now is just unbelievable. And when we took it over, I didn't really know it. Didn't really think about it. There was an article by Craig Van Brocklin on kayaking. And then there was an article by the gentleman in Green Coast Springs on fresh water.
Richard Hamilton,
that's correct. And there was not another fishing article in there. That was the only two fishing articles in there.
Yeah.
So if you didn't kayak fish or freshwater fish, there was nothing in there.
Yeah.
Now we have some of the best, most knowledgeable captains, both male and female, contributing their knowledge and their time to it, and we deeply appreciate y'all doing that.
Absolutely.
And again, Walmart came to our store to pick up more papers.
Yeah.
And because they had
ran out
of 150 papers there at the, I guess it was it the Beach Boulevard?
Beach Boulevard Walmart.
Beach Boulevard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and you got another drop-off point added to your route, too.
And so, people, we deeply appreciate y'all picking up the Fish Connection, and we're hoping you're enjoying it. James and myself and Joe, we're open to any type of input that you'd like to give us. The one thing I got to really say is that I bought a paper, and I've never published one or had nothing to do with the paper. So at age 68, I'm going out buying a paper and saying, okay, what do you do?
Yeah.
And guys, we've made some mistakes along the way, but nothing, you know, major, but except I was very embarrassed last month. I wouldn't even go out and try to sell an ad last month. I was so embarrassed.
I did.
I know you did, and I thank you, too.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, January, February, February.
Right.
And then there's, of course, we've heard about it every day somewhere, somehow. And but outside of that, you know, the first month, some of our pictures were a little rough because we didn't know how long.
We didn't have original files.
And so on. And then we had a lot of papers that they never made it to the people because the gentleman that was supposed to give us the route, I think, went behind the corner of the building, wrote down some names, and then came in and got our $150 as we bought the route book.
Well, we just acquired a new space in our paper.
What's that?
Yeah, we're going to be taking off certain person here. And so that'll make room up for another business card ad. Taylor, what's going on, my friend?
Taylor online?
No, but he just replied.
But, you know,
we're going to ignore that.
Yeah, we're going to ignore that. We love you, Taylor.
One thing I want to bring up about the paper, because in the process of talking to people about doing ads in the paper, and that it was pointed out to us in one store in particular where they needed 500 papers a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out nobody's reading the paper. They wanted it for the tide charts.
Yeah.
Originally, yes. So,
I personally would just like to ask everybody picks it up to actually read it. We've got a couple of our advertisers in there that are putting decent coupons in their ads.
How did these coupons work out this month?
I don't know if Joe talked to Bruce or not. I haven't talked to him.
Yeah, there's been.
I'm sure we'll find out.
Yeah, we had a small change in the ad. Everything else, he says he's very happy as a pig in the mud. And we made a small adjustment on the ad, and boom, he's set to go.
But did people use the ad coupons?
Yes, yes.
And that's good.
Yeah, but
that's
he said, you know, he advertised it years ago for, I don't know, what, a year or so. And in 1 year, one person came back with one of his coupons,
mm-hmm.
which told them they're picking it up for the tide charts. And, yeah. and it's so greatly improved with all the different writers, like Rick pointed out, is pick it up and read it.
Right.
And again, I thank all the writers, and I'm hoping that, you know, that the 90% of the writers are captains, and I'm hoping everybody's going to get charters. And
I think everybody is a captain at this point. Matt Chipperfield, he's just finishing
his license.
Yeah, he's finishing.
Congratulations,
his
license, Matt.
So, yeah. Everybody.
I was going to be a writer, but I got demoted.
We're gonna ignore Joe too.
When did she notice nobody commented on that one?
Yeah, but I will say this month, I think this month's actually gonna be our best paper yet.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's, you know, some great articles. Even Matt's article is actually excellent. He did an article on guana. You know, everybody loves to talk about and fish guana. Well, he did an article on guana who talks about the part of the history of guana and how things kind of move and shake around guana. So it's a good article.
And I mean, we're all the way down now to McGill's writing about Flagler Beach.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that's great.
Jim Super keeping everything.
Oh, Jim Super, what a great guy. What a great guy. What a great guy. Okay, long break time.
Mr. John Nooney. John Nooney, he's taking care of business with the city commission. All right, y'all stand by 296-2692. We're gonna take a hard break. Y'all stand by.